Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Quartermaster Creek Angus and Leedy wants to invite you to their 13th annual production sale, featuring 90 spring two-year-old bulls bred to be tough and developed to last. These bulls have been parent verified and have genomically enhanced EPDs available. Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to their sale February 22nd at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. You can see the catalog online at www.quartermastercreek.com or call Mike at 580-445-8275. It's the Quartermaster Creek Angus Production Sale.
When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players in the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376.
Well, live and feeder contracts seem likely to open on a mixed basis this morning, thanks mostly to a combination of residual buying and late week-long liquidation. Look for hog futures to begin with uneven price action tied to both light bull spreading and profit-taking. Now, trade volume looks no better than moderate in most of the feeding country today, but it's tough to say we'll see more business sometime today. Our guess is that activity is in the South is pretty much done, but only time will tell. Unsold steers and heifers are priced around 122. Now, the hog buyers trying to slow spending earlier this week, but soon learned that strategy just wouldn't bear much fruit. Accordingly, cash bids have been steadily firming in recent days, and we expect another round of greater spending on the hogs today. Assuming that tomorrow's kill will be close to 150,000 head, the weekly kill should be close to 2.3 million. Lean futures likely to open with uneven price action this morning, with nearby holding up better than deferred. Now, the grain markets were back to normal overnight, whatever normal might be, with renewed buying seen in soybeans, light trade in corn, and weak pressure in wheat. Outside markets were mixed, with the energy complex mostly higher, metals mostly lower, and softs appropriately mixed. The U.S. dollar index and the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures were both showing small gains early today. Now, winter wheat markets quietly mixed early on today, with light selling trimming some of the Thursday's gains in Chicago, while Kansas City was fractionally higher. Despite overnight trade, the ongoing uptrends remain strong in both markets. The recent weakening of carry in the Chicago March to May futures spread turned out to be a good indicator of USDA's increased export demand projection. On the corn, despite receiving bullish news in USDA's February supply and demand reports yesterday in the form of decreased domestic and world-ending stocks projections, old crop March was unable to sustain the breakout above its previous high of $3.71. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, February live cattle was up 87 cents, 117.65. April was up 7 cents at 114.82. March feeder cattle up 132 at 123.62. And the April was up 107 at 124.05. April hogs down 95 cents at 70.77. And the May was down 92 cents at 74.80. On the grain futures, hard red winter wheat, Kansas City, March up 9.25 at 451.25. The May was up 8.75, 463.5. March wheat, Chicago was up 11 cents at 443.5, and the May was up 11.75, 455.25. March corn was down 1.25 cents, 369.5, and the May was down 1.25, 377.25. March soy was down 8.25 cents at 1050.5, and May was down 7.75 at 1061.5. March cotton up 12, 75.70, May up 25 at 76.90, and March crude oil was up 81 at 53.81. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.